Podly-dum.
All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podly-dum.
Spelled backwards.
Leap-dum. Leap-dum.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap-dum.
Hey everyone! Yes, this is a little itty bitty episode.
You see that timestamp? That timestamp wasn't 2 hours.
Oh no, no. I thought, you know what? Let's do a fun little like mid season break, because these seasons, we didn't know going into it how long these fucking seasons in the back half were. But why don't we just take a little breaky break that helps me celebrate me?
Yay!
We're going to move that positive curtain. I have an anniversary coming up, a big-ish anniversary.
Definitely
that,
big.
That my two close buds are invited to. So I don't want to record
40 years together. It's wild. And it's also going to be my birthday. We're all going to have to be celebrating stuff.
Fantastic.
Ooh, yeah, March is busy with, we'll do one in between the anniversary and my birthday just for you, Anna. But it's going to be a surprise. One day a car will arrive. Get in.
You get kidnapped.
It's an escape room for you.
Escape the car.
Yeah. You just get in the car, it's got slide puzzles, you're like, oh, son of a...
Escape the car does sound like something like an immersive theater company tried, and then they're 100%. Like, oh, this is not... Maybe.
Oh, and you know that immersive theater at the end, when you get out, it's like, actually, it was about wage disparity all along.
You didn't tip the driver, I guess.
Wow.
So yeah, we're just doing a little
theater.
Take a look at yourself in the rearview mirror.
Objects may appear more selfish.
Oh my gosh, you can finally see the rearview mirror, and under it says the real villain. So stupid. What are we doing?
We are doing a little. I thought it'd be nice because there's lots of things happening top model adjacent, but not enough for a full bonus episode.
So yeah, but y'all have been sending us the goss.
Yeah.
Top model's in the air in weird ways.
Don't make a psycho 25, please. If the boys come back, I refuse.
It's just different ad campaigns for Smize and Dream.
If the boys come back, a boy will not come back.
Cycle 25, one client, Smize and Dream.
Well, that's the thing. I honestly feel like Top Model missed out on not having Smize Cream / Smize and Dream come out at the same time, because you know that would have been the prize everything, and you're the face of a new flavor.
You get to be in the graphic novel.
You and Lionel Richie.
That graphic novel. Do we have an update on that?
Is nope,
that
never existing? Coming out.
Cool.
She's still looking for help.
That's the update.
Yeah, she's still looking for free help.
And that brings me to one of our first topics that I don't know if JW and Hannah are privy to, but I'm going to text it to them right now.
Oh my God.
Live on air Instagram post. So it was recently Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyra, Smize and Dream posted an image of a lopsided yellow heart that says, if you haven't found the love heart emoji of your life, write down a description of your dream person. Writing it down, right emoji, brings them one step closer. It worked for me. Kissy face emoji. It did? It worked for you, Tyra? You manifested who? The child? Eric Asla? What are you talking about?
Secret lovers. My favorite part is forever the comments that get responded to.
Oh my God.
Because someone commented, real love is when they see you working at Taco Bell and then they hold your hand. And Smize and Dream replied, of course, yo quiero Taco Bell.
Good Lord.
Someone else wrote, has good hygiene. I'm talking about both dental and body. And Smize and Dream responded, gotta get that dental right.
Oh my gosh, there's one where someone said, it worked for me too, but I forgot something, so we ultimately broke up. But he was a great guy. Gonna do it again when
I'm
ready next
time. Gotta be more specific.
Can you imagine being so convinced that you control everything that you're like, I wrote down my man recipe. The universe delivered. But oh no, I left one ingredient out. That's my fault. I'll get it right next time.
Maybe they wrote it on a monkey's paw. So yeah, so that's that. There is also a more fun, less wackadoo, is y'all across the Leadem Pod and beyond, because I even got this from normies, you've been on, of course I was on Top Model, blank. Yeah,
the trend that's been on TikTok and Reels of people being like, of course, we're librarians, of course we blah, blah, blah. We're now, this.
Have so I finally silenced that on my thing? Not interested, not interested, I'm not interested. They're all terrible. But this one was cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it involved several different Top Model alumni from various cycles, which was nice.
I was on America's Next Top Model. Of course I thought I was going to be on the cover of Vogue.
I was on America's Next Top Model. Of course I was almost eliminated for not being involved in the drama.
I was on America's Next Top Model. Of course I wore 6-inch patent leather heels to impress Tyra.
I was on America's Next Top Model. Of course they pulled my teeth out on national television.
I was on America's Next Top Model. Of course they gave me a weave so bad I needed antibiotics.
I was on America's Next Top Model. Of course everybody thinks I look familiar.
It's cute. I thought it was the I wonder who rallied the troops on this one.
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I almost feel like it was UV. And I only say that not as I'm not trying to shit on UV. UV is probably the one that is the least, like the lowest ranked person.
In terms of online visibility currently.
Yes.
I'll say this. The funniest thing is that everyone but one contestant says something that was actually in the cadence of those of course memes, which is something that's wild that happens. But of course it happened because we're this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Will, barely understanding the meme, is like bragging.
That I think that speaks to how offline Will actually is.
I think Will didn't understand it. It's cute. Love it's seeing cute. Will, but his just being like, I wore high heels. And I'm like, yeah, but we notably know they told you not to do that, actually.
Yeah. Well, it'd be very easy to be like, of course I got, you know, of course I got homophobia for wearing heels or whatever.
Yeah.
Love to see Joni thriving.
I mean, in her woodshop, I'm pretty sure.
And does Kenya age? I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not.
No, that was the same person that was on the show a million years ago.
She walked off of Cycle 4 and filmed this. It's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Another thing that the normies reached out about.
And to be clear, when Lex say normies, we just mean outside of Pod Leadem.
Yeah. I'm not saying like, I'm calling the Leadem Pod freakadiki. You straight up freak. Uh-huh. That's what I'm calling you. But no, it's normies not, you know, not listening. Friends of mine that I'm sure don't listen.
Sorry, I love that it took you that far down the line to land on friends.
How do I explain? Okay.
So,
I just appreciate how much of your friend base listens to this podcast.
They don't.
That's the real problem.
They just know that I have this podcast.
They won't know because they don't listen, but they're the real villains.
Ooh.
I think the biggest thing is when I do have a friend that listens because they reference something, I'm like, you listen? You never tell me that.
My favorite, I'll give a special call out to, they are, I believe, Jinxed on the Discord server, because they are part of my queer D&D group.
Oh, yay! Fun.
They live not in the United States. We've been playing for years, and occasionally before a session will start, while we're all just like chit-chatting, catching up, they'll be like, Lex, I agree with you about this thing on the podcast. And I was like, oh, it's like, also because that was a month ago.
I also hate Russell James.
But it's sometimes like, it's also from a month ago in my head. And I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. They're great. But yes, Furry Gate of Tyra Banks. Y'all, how did we get this from so many angles? But also, I know how they got it from certain angles.
I mean, I would have filmed it too.
Because the case has been solved.
Mm-hmm.
It was a publicity stunt, weirdly,
mm-hmm.
for the Donald Glover, Maya Erskine, Mr. and Mrs. Smith TV show. They were hired by a PR firm to do this, to do wacky things. Apparently, this is the wild one. I don't know how this company still exists. There was one where they were at, there was a stand-up show.
Yep.
And
this is wild.
Someone was like, everyone needs to leave. And evacuated a comedy show,
mm-hmm.
and people were rightfully terrified.
That sounds like a bomb threat.
Yes, but at least it makes sense why Tyra didn't, like, she tried to play first and then didn't know what was going on.
I think it's so funny. I think this publicity stunt, though, shows just how some folks online may not have the keenest awareness or when things are real or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the moment I saw this, I was like, this is not really happening.
Of course not.
Absolutely,
like,
not.
Like, in the sense that, like, it was happening. But, like, people were like, wow, I can't believe a Tyra ended up seated between those two furries. I'm like, that there's a reason you can't believe it. Because it's not believable.
Well, yeah. It's also because I think.
Also, everything's PR. Everything that's ever happened in your life and will continue to happen in your life is a marketing team.
Because Tyra, on February 1st, posted her pictures of her going to said basketball game, which is, I think, after the incident happened,
mm-hmm.
and shows that, like, she had clearly been invited.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was set up from the beginning, I think, to be Tyra Banks and furries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no part of me that doesn't think that she was in on it from jump.
I just don't understand how this helped the television show.
I have no idea. And apparently the show's cute. Apparently the show is cute.
It also seemed to be very well publicized. Like, this was a show that I knew was happening. I knew everybody involved already. Like, it's not like Amazon's reach is small.
I get it from the place of, this happens. It's the kind of thing a lot of people will organically film and post, which we know, because you can basically do a 360 of this now. And then when people reveal what it's for, that thing about Tyra and the furries is trending, so that's still in your page, so then you get the advertisement. Like, I think marketers are trying so hard to create things that feel organic.
Yeah.
And so doing something that got everyone talking, which it did.
Sure.
And then when you find out what it's about, because I didn't know about this show, now I do. You know, and it's like, okay, well, it doesn't sell me on the show, but it did make me aware that it existed.
Yeah, see, I guess since I knew about the show, it made me want to watch the show less. Because I was like, this is one of the things I most hate.
Yeah, I will say it feels like it didn't gain any viewers, because you have people like JW who didn't know, and now they know.
Oh, this is a show?
Right, but not necessarily going to watch. And then you have people that were like, oh, maybe. Oh, never mind.
I do think it's funny. How many people do you think they reached out to before Tyra, or do you think they went right for Tyra?
I think they went right for Tyra.
And here's the thing. Tyra's going to do it. Tyra loves doing stuff like this.
Love
She probably thought it was brilliant.
Is there a world where Tyra didn't know, and she just received an invitation in the mail to come to basketball game, and they knew she'd show up?
I feel like that's a lawsuit waiting to happen, though.
They did a bomb threat at a comedy club. Why wouldn't they just invite Tyra?
True. True.
Also, Tyra didn't post it.
I bet that would have cost more.
Also, just really interferes with the Smize and Dream brand.
Yeah, influencers get paid for the post. So I bet whatever she did, she was like, I'll go. You can film me. I'll get paid to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not posting to my 1 million followers or whatever.
Sure. And finally, this is top model related, kind of. But it's also us selling you, the listener, who maybe hasn't listened to or hasn't joined the Discord. There was an hour of fun, an hour of being silly gooses on the Discord server recently. And I'll call out, I believe it was mostly Gonzo and Jazz on the Discord server and facilitated kind of by my favorite name, Sarah Tollenball, one of our lovely mods. But it was an hour where they were going to be away. And they said, since they got a call out on one of our episodes recently about how good and round this Leadum pod is, that they were allowed to have an hour of fun.
Of shenanigans and antics. Of chaos. Gentle pranks.
And I wanted to read the rules for the hour. Wholesome chaos hour starts at 1 p.m. and goes until 2 p.m. Unleash your inner silly goose and post chaotic memes, etc. for an hour. Rules. Don't be offensive. Don't violate Discord's term of services. Keep it PG, please. Nothing gross. And don't get me kicked off the server for allowing this, because y'all do not want an angry golden retriever lesbian going off. Sorry in advance to the other mods, as well as JW, Lex, and Hannah Jane for enabling this. Happy Podleadum Eve. Don't make it weird. And y'all, you didn't. It was lovely. So
rules followed all.
They said it in the description, but our Discord is just the most wholesome place.
It is.
And there are not that many wholesome on the corners of internet discourse out there. And this, I have never logged on to the Discord and been bummed out. I've always been like, oh, what a haven for fun, wholesome, silly, mostly queers. Mm-hmm. And I love it so much.
So if you need a place like that, telling you that
I'm
Discord
also
is
impressed
it.
By just how many outside of America folks we got. Mm-hmm. Anytime in the intro someone's like, I'm originally from blank, I'm like, wow. I know that we have international listeners. I know we do, because we get the analytics. But I love this ability. It sometimes feels like we're not able to not chat, but communicate with those listeners in the same way. And I'm so glad the Discord, the system just allows for that. Because I think we get some really interesting insights about other franchises of Top Model, as well as just how America's Next Top Model was delivered to them their home country.
I hope you enjoyed this little
rest. Taking a break. We needed an extra one with a busy month coming up. And thank you, everyone. We try very hard, because it's very important to all three of us to very consistently give you something to enjoy every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And know that when we do these shorter episodes, it's out of necessity to make sure that the following ones continue to be of the same quality.
And also, since we're taking just a tiny mini break to celebrate, do the same thing. Celebrate yourselves on this Podleadum bonus Wednesday.
Yeah. This is your cue.
Mm-hmm.
I beg of you all, work the hallway like a runway today.
And you can drop that in... when this episode comes out, drop that in the Discord and online.
Yeah.
You can always rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. You can go to podleadum@gmail.com to send an email if you're not on the Discord. Or you can visit the website. Websites still exist. Podleadum.com.
Yeah.
And send us some tangible things.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me anywhere, including Discord, at Yet Charming.
I have to change my Discord name soon, and it's freaking me out. You can find me on Instagram at Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And my Discord name I chose was Podleadum JW, but now I've joined two other Discord servers, including a professional networking one. Ooh. So I might have to change my picture from Brooke at some point.
No!
Because I realized a lot of people thought that that's what I looked like, and I was like, that's going to be disappointing.
That's going to be disappointing. Such a model.
Yeah. And I'm on TikTok at JB Crump. Okay, and thank you for tagging me in some of these videos and clips. Because it's a great way for me to keep up with that evolving top model Tyra lore.
And you can always put a hashtag Pod Lead 'Em in there to just maybe bring eyes and ears.
Oh, yeah.
Because you need snacks.
Yeah, and also, we know Tyra looks, so...
One day the P.O. Box is just going to have a cease and desist in it. And we'll ignore it, bye-bye. Well,
we're almost done. No,
it's a Smize cream with a cease and desist at the bottom.
But it's the barbecue flavor. Oh,
we'll never finish that.
So for Pod Lead 'Em, I've been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm J.W. Crump.
And we'll see you on top.
Pod Lead 'Em is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.